All right, let us get started then. All right, section 1.0, open session call to order. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Altus Schools Southern California Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo Charter School 2, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary, Mira's Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary. I'm Waylon Myers, Chairman of the Board, and I'll help facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, founder and owner of Re3 Gifts, and I'm present. Good to be with y'all.
Great. Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, I'm present. I am president of Perrin Hall here in San Diego.
And Christina Stevens.
Hi, good morning. This is Christina Stevens, and I am a training and safety coordinator with Hydraulic Controls.
Good to see you, Christina. And I'm Waylon Myers. I am the chairman of the board and also the CEO of Myers Media Group. Okay, let's see. We've got an establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Chris Gordon, and a motion to approve item 1.3.
Excellent.
Christina
Let's
Stevens,
take a vote.
Seconded.
Oh, yeah, I need a second. Thank you, Christina, for keeping this in order. All right, let's conduct our vote via roll call. All those in favor say aye or no or abstentions. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. All right, time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That is one crazy echo chamber. You all did very well. Okay. Moving on to item 1.0. Let's see. Approval of the agenda, item 1.5. Do you have a motion for approval with a recommendation from Mary Bixby? Mary, any recommendations?
For approval.
Of the agenda? Okay. All right. I may have a motion for that approval.
Chris Gordon, motion for approval of item 1.5.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you, Christina. All right. And then we will conduct the voting via roll call. All those in favor say aye, no or abstention. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. All right, section 2.0, time for public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Altus Schools Southern California Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items shall use the raised hand feature of Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Section 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on non-agenda items at this time? I don't see any raised hand feature things. Section 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any comments on agenda items at this time? I see no raised hands, so let's move on. Section 3.0, action items. 3.1, action items for Grossmont Secondary School and Sweetwater Secondary School for each. So this is 3.11. Consider approval of the compliance monitoring and certification of governing board compliance review. That is a mouthful. 2023-2024. Tim, do you have a report for item 3.1.1?
Yes, thank you very much. In your board packet, you'll see that there is a list of 19 items that the State Board of Education authorized schools asks that each of their authorized schools to review and get board approval on. The first item is teacher credentialing. And you'll see that we, in the right-hand column, how we address that item, where we keep all of our credentials and submit them to the state, so all of our teachers are fully credentialed. The second item is the tuberculosis requirement, that all of our staff is TB clearance. And so you'll see in the column to the right that all of our staff have their TB clearance. The third item is that the charter school provides parents access to the governing board. So in the right-hand column, you'll see that all of our websites are listed, where any of our parents can jump on to any of our board meetings or review our board documents, see our board member profiles. The item four is the lottery requirement. Because we have ongoing enrollment, that's not applicable to us. But if we did have, you know, a huge waiting list of students, and we would have to go through a lottery system. So that is in our charter requirement, in our charter document. And so we're compliant there as well. Item five is the safety plan, safety drills, child abuse, bloodborne pathogen, suicide prevention policy. We have all of those are conducted, and the trainings are conducted, and the training certificates are kept on file. And we have a suicide prevention policy that's on our website as well. Item six is that we have a suspension expulsion policy. And so we have that on our website and is updated by our board as needed on a regular basis. Item seven is that we maintain data on and tracking on the suspension expulsions, which we do. We rarely have a student that gets suspended or expelled, but we have a process with our student information system if we do have to track that and report it to the state. Item eight is the parent handbook, which we have on our websites for any member of the public or parent or student to review, and they also are given copies upon enrollment. Item nine is our occupancy of our facilities, that we have them, they meet the building code standards and regulations adopted by the city or the county which they're located. So all those permits are on file at our main office. Item 10 is that we comply with the Brown Act, Political Reform Act, Public Records Act, and the Government Code Section 1090, which we do. And all those trainings and documents are posted on our websites as well. Item 11 is that our articles of incorporation are current and on the website, which they are. Item 12 is our bylaws are current and consistent with our charter on the website, which those are posted as well. Item 13 is a uniform complaint procedure policy, which is updated on an ongoing basis as needed, and that's posted on each school's website as well. Item 14 is that the LCAP, or Local Control Accountability Plan, is adopted every year and posted on our websites, which they are. Item 15 is that we follow the laws regarding homeless foster youth, which with a student transient policy, and so we have that, and that is posted on our website. Item 16 is that our complaint policies for the charter school complaint notice and form, and that's for if parents want to make a complaint regarding the school, they can do that, and those are on our websites as well. Item 17 is the pupil suicide prevention policies, which those are updated on our website. Item 18 is our California Mathematics Placement Act policy. So we have a policy regarding placing students in math courses. That is updated on our website. And then number 19 is that we have accreditation, which we have Western Association Schools and Colleges accreditation, and those approval letters from WASC are on our website as well. So Each year, the last couple of years, the state board authorized schools, and that's why it's just for Grossmont, Sweetwater. Our charter division oversight folks have asked that our board reviews this and approves this every year, just demonstrating that we are up to par on all these requirements and that our board had an opportunity to review those and approve at a board meeting. So that's the end of my report.
The items,
Well,
Tim,
thank you very much, Tim. That's
the
great.
item, well done, Tim. The items Tim went through are the most basic in terms of compliance with any school and certainly in regard to charter schools. And we are very, very diligent, not only in having the policies to back up all these mandatory regulations, but also processes that are very clearly articulated. And a zero tolerance in terms of enforcing all of those. Plus, we have a compliance officer that is responsible for seeing that all of those things are being met. That, coupled with Tim and his side of the organization, they do a superior job in terms of keeping us not only abreast of what we have to do to stay compliant, but also in keeping processes that have a check and balance and that assure our security in terms of monitoring regulation. So, of course, I recommend approval, please. And thank you, incidentally,
Excellent.
board, for making time for this. I know you're very busy people and we appreciate so much. Thank you.
That's very important stuff, Mary. So now, of course. Do I have a motion for approval of item 3.1.1?
Chris Gordon, motion to approve item 3.1.1. And
Christina
second.
Stevens, I second that motion.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Christina. Let's conduct the vote via roll call. All those in favor say aye, no or abstain. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, I vote aye as well. All right, section 4.0, board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further announcements or comments from any members of the board?
I'll just echo what you said, Waylon, to all of you. I know that work is laborious and important to do, and we're just seeing a fraction of it. So, well done. And it's one of those things that you have to be buttoned up on, and you all are so wonderful at it. So, thank
Absolutely, yeah,
Try
agreed.
to be buttoned up.
Yep. No, you guys are, I've
Expression,
never had
love
any
that.
fear of you guys being in compliance and following up on all these things. It's wonderful. Okay. Any other comments from any of the board members? Okay. All right. So just as a reminder, we have part one of the board workshop regarding comprehensive professional development training to the board on best practices in charter schools, board management, fiduciary duties, and fiscal oversight, the Brown Act and conflict of interest laws, and critical case updates in the new laws affecting charter schools on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All right, let's move on. So, thank you. That's it. We're going to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'd just like to thank staff for taking time out of their busy day to be here. I really do appreciate that you're here, and it gives us a very good sense that, you're involved and understand. It's bits and pieces as things happen, but it's very important that staff be involved and informed and that we're completely transparent. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day. You're very kind. That's all from me.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Mary. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Chris Gordon, motion to adjourn.
And a
Christina
second?
Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. Thank you both. All right, let's conduct the vote via roll call. All those in favor say aye, no or abstain. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. Thank you very much, everybody. I hope you all have a great week. And if you celebrate Halloween, have a good and safe time.
Thank
Thank you.
you.